The Trumpet Daily Program begins right now.
Today's world news, what it means, where it's taking us.
I bring you the one and only possible message of world peace.
This is a message of hope, tremendous hope. And he said unto me, you must prophesy again.
And now, The Trumpet Daily with Stephen Flurry.
Violent looking, angry, spewing parents outside of these schools.
Individuals intent on creating chaos for the sake of creating chaos.
These actions could be the equivalent to a form of domestic terrorism.
This becomes a security crisis in a sense for the nation.
This may also mobilize even more law enforcement to be at these meetings.
It is dangerous to our children when the parents themselves are the school bullies.
I think one of the worst things is the actions at the board meetings, the calling of names, tyrant, Marxist, communist.
We've never seen anything like we're seeing at these school boards now. What on earth has happened in this country?
Sometimes they're not even talking. They are yelling and creating chaos.
Things have become so scary at these meetings.
I don't think parents should be telling schools what they should teach.
New laws may be necessary.
There's always the possibility that people will face criminal prosecution for this kind of conduct.
The FBI and federal law enforcement is tailor-made for that kind of national-level coordination with state and local police.
The Attorney General has put out a letter. They will take actions they take.
What does it mean that something that is generally boring and neutral, like a school board meeting, has become a locus for violence?
If you look at the rage, the anger, you think, what is this doing to the children in those homes and their mental health?
We have a board of ed working with the local school boards to determine the curriculum for our schools. You don't want parents coming in every different school jurisdiction.
And they want to shut down our schools and, move kids over to charter schools and private schools without the oversight of the state. And that's wrong.
That's put together by Grabian, that montage there. Going after the parents. The parents, remember? They're the domestic terrorists. I mean, even the DOJ's got to get involved. Could you imagine just a few years ago, someone saying they want to move kids to schools where the state doesn't have oversight? And that's wrong. I mean, the state's got to control it. The state's got to control education. You think the communists are just trying to infiltrate? They're here. They're here. They're running the schools. They're running those school board meetings. That's why they're cutting the mics in some cases. And then they're going on and on about how terrified they are of these parents, these moms that say, you know what, critical race theory, that teaches our children to be racist. Among other things, we'll get to that and much more. You're listening to Stephen Flurry, and this is The Trumpet Daily. We're navigating our way through a few technical difficulties. Hopefully you've been able to stay with us, but we wanted to delay it just a few minutes so that we could get the full video recorded for our podcast posting later, since most of you listen to the show or watch the show after the fact on demand. So here we are. We don't have quite as much time to work with today, but maybe that just means we need a Trumpet Daily bonus segment soon. We haven't done one of those in a few weeks. We're going to obviously have a little bit of a challenge here to get through all the material that we've pulled together for today's show. But we'll get through a fair bit of it. We've still got 45 minutes to go. So much of this school board chaos and madness, it's going on in Virginia. It's going on all over the country, of course. But Loudoun County, Virginia, that's getting quite a lot of publicity. We'll come to that in a second. But this is from the New York Times today. The unlikely issue shaping the Virginia governor's race. It says here, Virginia, you've got Terry McAuliffe. He's the radical left winger. He's going up against a Republican. I forget his name. But that's coming up just in a month now, less than a month, in November. And it's a tight race in this dark blue state. It's a tight race. Why? Well, the New York Times says Virginia Republicans in a tight governor's race have been staging Parents Matter rallies and tapping into conservative anger over mandates and critical race theory. This is why it's such a tight race. Now, we don't know if a Republican's going to win. Probably not. This article talks about how they're going to try to bring out Barack Obama. And that, I mean, that's when it's serious. When they bring out the puppet master, then you know. Then you know. It's too close to call. But why are the Republicans making such great gains? Because they're going around the state and they're staging Parents Matter rallies. Something as simple, as basic as that. You know, parents do matter. You know, parents should have a say in our educational system. But that's not what the board members want. That's not what educators want, as you heard in that montage. The communists, they want the state to control all forms of education so that they can complete the transformation, fundamentally transform the United States of America. So much propaganda. And then parents stand up, they voice their disapproval, and you've got these board members saying things like, well, they're terrorists. We're being threatened. We're afraid. We're terrified. Listen to this Loudoun County. This is from back in June. And you've got one concerned citizen that's saying, look, you guys are the problem. And how does the board react to that? Well, they just cut his mic and they call off the board meeting. They call off the parent, you know, the parent's opportunity to speak out. They just end it. They end it. This is clip two.
This board has a dark history of suppressing free speech. They caught you red-handed with an enemies list to punish opponents of critical race theory. You're teaching children to hate others because of their skin color, and you're forcing them to lie about other kids' gender. I am disgusted by your bigotry.
Madam Chair, I move to end public comment.
Second. There's been a motion to end public comment. Is there a second?
I second.
Yeah, there's the board members up there. They're just ignoring the protesters. They're ignoring the parents, reading their magazines, checking their phones. But as soon as someone really strikes a nerve, if they hit a nerve, Madam Chair, I move to end the meeting. I move to stop the discussion. Do we second that? Yes, I second it too. And so they just cut it off. That was from Loudoun County, Virginia. Do parents matter? Well, judging by the Republican gains in that state, there's still enough parents in the state of Virginia who believe that they do matter. This is from Conservative Treehouse. It says here, a 14-year-old, this is from Loudoun County, Virginia. It's a horrific story. It was only on Fox last night. That's the only network that's going to even cover it. The rest of the communists in education, in the media, they cover it up. Loudoun County literally covered this up. It says here, a 14-year-old student was raped and sodomized by a teenage sexual predator in Virginia on May 28. The school never called the police and apparently wanted to keep the incident covered up because the rapist identifies as a transgender student. That's right. He walked right into the girl's bathroom, restroom, dressed as a girl, I guess, some transgender. And then he rapes a 14-year-old girl. And these educators, they think the parents are the problem. These educators are there. They're trying to ramrod their transgender rights agenda right through to little elementary schools, junior highs, high schools. And it's endangering our children. No wonder the parents are irate. It says here, the predator used the transgender bathroom policies of the Loudoun County school system to gain access to the girl's bathroom, where he raped and sodomized the victim. When the father, Scott Smith, went to confront the school board in June, that was the meeting. You saw a little bit of it right there. When the father went to confront the school board, He was arrested. The National School Board Association later used the incident of Mr. Smith's arrest to label the victim's father as a domestic terrorist in their demand letter to the U.S. Department of Justice. And then you remember, we covered it on this show, the DOJ, Merrick Garland, he comes out with this threatening letter aimed at parents because of this man. This man, he was labeled a domestic terrorist. He's the one that's the problem. Not the predator, not the transgender predator that raped his daughter. Listen to this local news report. This is from Washington, D.C. And of course, they side with the educators. And they have one of the educators up there saying, yes, I've been threatened. It's so scary. It's so scary to have my life threatened. Meanwhile, this man had his daughter raped. Okay? Here's clip three.
This is an unlawful arrest. I have a First Amendment right.
This man was released with a summons to court on a trespassing charge. Deputies charged the other man, Scott Smith of Leesburg, with obstruction of justice and disorderly conduct after he allegedly physically threatened another person at the meeting.
Have you yourself received death threats?
I have.
It's terrifying.
It has an effect on you that you can't really put into words. When someone describes the way they want to come into your home and end your life.
Okay, we're not justifying any kind of threat, any form of threat against someone's physical life. But how terrified do you suppose that 14-year-old girl was as she was being raped by this transgender because of the policies put in place by the Loudoun County School Board? Conservative Treehouse says the Virginia police and county prosecutors told Mr. Smith, you had a picture of him there in that little clip, he's the father of this victim. The Virginia police and county prosecutors told Mr. Smith to keep his mouth shut. Meanwhile, the rapist was transferred to another school where he sexually assaulted another teenage girl last week. The school board, and keep in mind, the DOJ tells you the parents are the problem. No, the school board is the problem. The school board is the problem in all kinds of places across the country because they're loaded with communists and they want parents to mind their own business. They don't want parents to speak out against critical race theory, against transgender rights, against, you name it, on the left-wing agenda. Another victim, thanks to Loudoun County covering this up. So the story, it's picked up by the Daily Wire. It's a conservative site. It's covered, of course, by the Daily Mail in the UK. But where's CNN? Where's that local station from Washington, D.C. with their follow-up report? Hey, you know, we made Mark Smith out to be a kook, a right-wing radical, a domestic terrorist. Yeah, that's right. He's a little chubby. The policeman had to wrestle him to the ground. He got bloodied up. I'm sure he's a Trump supporter. He needs to be in jail. He was at that meeting. First time he's ever gone to one. And he's got some left-wing activist saying, your daughter didn't get raped. As if she knew the whole story. She didn't know anything. She's there provoking him. Just like the provocateurs were in the January 6th protesters. Right there among the protesters. Trying to provoke violence. Anger. And there's a lot of anger out there to be provoked, to be sure. He goes to a school board meeting, first time he's ever gone to one, because his daughter was raped. Told to keep his mouth shut, it says, only after the second rape did the issue start to become public, as a father of the first victim would no longer stay quiet. He heard last Friday night, his wife got a text, someone saying, hey, who's the one that raped your daughter? He wasn't even going to say, but then he comes to find out that this transgender predator was at it again. He didn't get punished the first time. He just got moved to another school. And so he went and sexually assaulted someone else, someone else's child. And the problem, judging by the montage we played at the top of the show, is the parents. That's who all those commentators are afraid of. That's who all the educators say they're terrified of, the parents. Here's the Daily Mail's take. A Virginia father who went viral after being dragged out of a Loudoun County school board meeting and arrested for protesting its proposed transgender policies has now revealed he was trying to tell the room that his daughter had been raped by a boy at school in the girls' bathroom. Smith was photographed on June 22nd being dragged out of the heated meeting with his torso exposed in Leesburg, Virginia. The 48-year-old plumber was ridiculed on social media afterwards and was painted by the left to be a deranged right-wing bigot. He's the problem. He's the bigot. He is not to be hurt. He is to be blotted out. The prosecutor, everyone involved in the case said, hey, you probably should keep quiet. If you really want justice for your daughter, you probably should keep your mouth shut. Then he comes to find out that the predator did it again. It says in an interview with the Daily Wire that was published on Monday, he explains that he was trying to stick up for his daughter who was attacked at Stonebridge High School on May 28th by a boy wearing a skirt. And the Loudoun County officials, they just transferred the boy to another school and covered up the crime. Why? Well, he's a transgender. I mean, you can't go after a transgender. Not in this day and age. You've got to stick up for his rights to rape girls and go after the bigot. Put him in jail. Put the plumber in jail. It says here, Smith says the boy took advantage of the school's trans policies to get into the girls' bathroom and to assault her. The policies, you see, put in place by the Loudoun County School Board. Isn't that wonderful? 2 months after the incident, the boy, who has not been named because he's a juvenile, was arrested for forced sodomy. And in October, he was arrested again on different charges for allegedly assaulting a different girl at a different school. He's now in a juvenile detention center. But Smith says Loudoun County schools went out of their way to protect the child, not his daughter, not him, certainly not him. He's part of the problem. He's a parent. He's a parent that's concerned about his daughter's safety. Get him out of the way. Shut down the board meeting. Cut the mics. Cut the mic. Write to the DOJ. Write to Merrick Garland. We're afraid of these parents. We're in danger. You don't know what it's like. You don't know what it's like to be threatened. It's terrifying. Some of these parents say they're going to come into our houses. Well, as it happens, this transgender predator actually went into the girl's restroom that this little girl was using. And he raped her. He sodomized her. The school still has not commented. You would think Merrick Garland might be interested in looking into this. The school hasn't commented? Yeah, no comment. No comment from Loudoun County. I guess they've, in a sense, they've cut the mic. Not going to say anything. Says, it's been so hard to keep my mouth shut and wait this out. That's quoting the father. It's been the most powerless thing I've ever been through. He just feels like he's completely powerless, that he has no voice, that nobody's listening, that there's no justice for his daughter. He said he told the Fox News commentator last night that he and his wife have spent the summer just trying to rehabilitate their 14-year-old girl who was so traumatized after the attack on May 28. Conservative Treehouse, what is going on in Virginia public schools? No wonder Terry McAuliffe is struggling He was in the opening montage we played saying, we don't want parents involved. We don't want parents involved in our educational system. Well, the parents might have something to say about that. Everything about this story is sickening on an unfathomable scale. It says the June school board meeting that Mr. Smith attended was discussing the district transgender policies that led to the rape of his daughter the month before. If there was anyone who should have been permitted to speak, it should have been Scott Smith. Instead, he was wrestled to the ground, and again, he was angry. This woman provoked him. He shoved the policeman. Okay, there's things he should have done. But what father, after going through what he went through, wouldn't be angered by a board that did nothing, that tried to cover it up? If anybody should have gotten a voice there, it should have been this man. As it happens, what did the school board do? They cut the mic. They didn't even want to hear the other parents that were just there saying, look, we don't want boys going into the girls' restroom. We don't want that. It's not right. Our children understand that. It's not right. The educators, though, say, hey, this is perfectly normal. I mean, this is what the founders would have wanted, right? As they shred the Constitution. Listen to Scott Smith from his interview last night on Laura Ingraham's show, clip 4.
The county sheriff's office announced last week that a teenager from Ashburn has been charged with sexual battery and abduction of a fellow student at Broad Run High School. That suspect remains held at the Loudoun County Juvenile Detention Center. The name of the suspect cannot be released due to the fact that he's a juvenile. Scott, you say this is the same boy who sexually assaulted your daughter. How do you know that?
This is, in fact, the sexual predator that assaulted my daughter. We were under the impression from the prosecutor that this sexual predator was being held on in-house arrest with an ankle monitor and would not return to school until these court sessions were done. I was told by everyone, my attorneys, the prosecuting attorney, friends of the family, people I don't even know, that if I wanted justice for my daughter, that I needed to keep my mouth quiet and not speak out.
And so he did that for all the summer, basically. Kept his mouth shut, didn't say anything, and then another girl gets raped at another school because the Loudoun County officials moved him, the transgender predator that is, moved him to another school and covered up the crime. Seems like the DOJ might want to look into this. Do you think? No, they're looking into phantom crimes. Parents that might threaten a school official. As I said a few weeks back, where is all the violence that these school officials say that these parents are carrying out? Where are the facts? Where's the evidence that these parents, upset for sure, angry for sure, where's the evidence of all of these vicious attacks? Because I've got some evidence here from this father of a particularly vicious and heinous assault on a 14-year-old girl. Two of them! This again is Scott Smith from last night, clip 5.
So, you know, all summer long, you know, we're waiting for justice, and I'm keeping quiet. And then last Friday night, the phone rang. I actually believe it was a text from a concerned parent to my wife and said, I need to know what the boy's name is. And we said, we will never discuss that. Why? And then they proceeded to tell my wife that there was another assault at Broad Run High School, and the rumor is that it's the same boy.
So Friday night, he had had enough. Friday night, he said, I'm not going to stay quiet any longer. So the Daily Wire breaks the story on Monday. The Daily Mail picks it up. It's on Fox News last night. Should be all over the nation. A cover-up brought on by school officials, educators. This is the reporter from the Daily Wire that broke the story earlier this week, clip six.
This story is one of the most disturbing I've ever worked on. It raises the possibility that the Loudoun County Public Schools covered up the rape of a 14-year-old girl at the hands of a boy wearing a skirt in order to pass a school policy that Democrats were adamant about passing. And as a result of concealing that, a second girl was raped last week. And to prevent all of this from coming out, potentially, they arrested the father of the victim, tried to put him in jail. And he's now the face of domestic terrorism listed individually by the National School Boards Association, all for coming to that meeting. He didn't come to that meeting because he's a bigot. A lot of people thought they knew that guy. They trotted out his picture, his embarrassing picture with his belly hanging out and his bloody face. They all thought they knew him. They knew nothing about him. This was a caring father who was involved because of something very personal that happened to his daughter. And if they would have shut up and listened to him for 30 seconds, they would have been heartbroken. Instead, they demeaned him, they arrested him, and tried to put him in jail.
Couldn't even listen to him for 30 seconds. And most of these parents have about that, maybe a minute to voice their concerns. If the mighty school board doesn't cut their mic. But he's the bigot. He's carted off to jail. And they don't even get to hear him. They don't even get to hear what happened to his daughter. And you've got some demonic left-wing protester who's there as well, the other side, and that's fine for them. I mean, for them to shout down anybody is okay, or they can even burn down cities. But there she is. Your daughter didn't get raped. You feel bad for the man. He's just a blue-collar worker, raising a family, brought up in a nation where he was led to believe that parents actually matter. Parents do matter. Communists don't think that way. To communists, it's the state. All that matters is the authoritarian state. The power, the government power, the communist rule. I mentioned this article by Mark Tapson on yesterday's show. He talked about Barack Obama and the fundamental transformation and how that these radicals, they're no longer in the closet. They're on the attack. They're attacking the love of God, the love of country, and the love of family, faith, nation, and family. Yeah, we talked a little bit about faith yesterday. I could get into nation a little bit as well, but the third one he mentions there, this is what he dwells on most in his piece, his article. Family, the attack on family, the conspiracy against fatherhood, to quote one of our booklets. You look at Mark Smith's story, you think there's not a conspiracy against fathers? He says, I've never felt so powerless. I've never felt so helpless. Nobody will even listen to me. There's no justice. This is from that article by Mark Tapson. It says, but the most crucial pillar in terms of fundamentally transforming our nation, and the one that has drawn the most intense and sustained political and cultural assault, is the nuclear family. There's an assault on the nuclear family, the traditional family. You heard from that reporter just a moment ago. They had to pass this school policy on transgender rights. So we're not going to let anything get in the way of this passage. Even rape. We've got to let it go. We've got to turn a blind eye to it so that we can just force this through. That's the way they think, you see. It's right out of the mind of Satan the devil. It says here, it's the abolition of the family, as Karl Marx explicitly put it, that is central to the success of the communist agenda. This is straight out of Marxist plans. This is straight out of Karl Marx's agenda. Karl Marx, the communist. It says here, at the most fundamental bond, as the most fundamental bond of humanity, the family that is, it's the most resistant bulwark against totalitarianism, state control, and a collectivist mindset. It is the environment in which we first are civilized and molded, ideally, into productive citizens who value our individualism but embrace our role in the larger society. It says here, as Edmund Burke wrote in 1790, the family is, quote, the first link in the series by which we proceed toward the love of our country and to mankind. I mean, this is where it all starts. Edmund Burke wrote that in 1790. You can find some similar instruction in our writings on child rearing. This is where children first come into contact with loving authority. I mean, of course we want authorities in place, but look at what's happened in our nation. Look at what happens when those authorities are not like the founding fathers of the United States, but they're more like Karl Marx. This has been building, as Mr. Armstrong said back in the 1950s, this has been building for generations. It says here, the all-powerful state to which communists demand allegiance is not a link in that chain, and thus the family is an obstacle, that must be dismantled. This is right out of Karl Marx. This is right out of Saul Alinsky. This is right in the middle of the communist playbook, the communist agenda. The family must be dismantled. The parents must be attacked. That's what you heard in the opening montage. It says here, this is not a conspiracy theory. It is explicitly stated in communist and feminist theory. They're not trying to hide this. Saul Alinsky, he lays it out in his work. Here's what we need to do. Destroy the family. You know, heavy tech. We want to build this nanny state where everyone's dependent on the government, where the government is the head of the family. The government is the head of the home. They've had some pretty good success in building that nightmare. It says here, progressive educators, not to pass down to our youth the incredible cultural and intellectual legacy of our civilization or develop their critical thinking skills or even prepare them for the working world. Their goal, the goal for progressive educators, is to liberate children from their parents' outdated bourgeois attitudes and deprogram them to mold and mobilize them into social justice warriors long before they even enter into college. See, that's what's happening at Loudoun County. This is not even college. We're talking about high school, junior high, elementary school levels. And these school boards wanting to push through transgender rights that allow transgenders, men, boys, to go right into the girls' bathroom. Follow them right in there. Well, just like those protesters followed that senator from Arizona right into the bathroom. And the left, they have no problem with that. I mean, Joe Biden said, hey, this happens all the time. It happens all the time for transgenders to go into the girls' restrooms. And what does the DOJ concern itself with? Well, going after Mr. Smith, the plumber. They're certainly not going to go after the transgender who raped two girls. My father, and he was right. This is actually taken from A Dangerous New Age of Worshiping the Will, his article from last year, but I think the quote's also, and he was right. It says, in 1956, Mr. Armstrong wrote that Russia was waging psychological war on America, a psychological warfare of propaganda, infiltration, subversion, demoralization. It's a warfare that has attacked our minds and our moral and spiritual values rather than our bodies and our earthly possessions. This is a quote from Herbert Armstrong. Keep in mind, it's from 1956. It's a kind of warfare we don't understand or know how to cope with, Mr. Armstrong said. It uses every diabolical means to weaken us from within, sapping our strength, perverting our morals, sabotaging our educational system. Did you hear this? Sabotaging our educational system, wrecking our social structure, destroying our spiritual and religious life, weakening our industrial and economic power, demoralizing our armed forces, and finally, After such infiltration, overthrowing our government by force and violence. I mean, they really haven't had to resort to that yet, except for last summer. Obviously, they did. And they had their minions ready. They had them on standby in case Donald Trump squeaked through on November 3rd. Time magazine admitted it. We had our soldiers out. They were ready to take to the streets again. As it happens, they pulled off the steal. They stole the election. And so Antifa went back home, happy. Yeah, we did it. We did it. Thanks to the evildoers in Fulton County and Maricopa County and Philadelphia County and Wayne County. You think these people will do anything to maintain their hold on power? Can you see why they want to blot out any form of resistance? They want to cut the mic. That's blot out. Blot out any and all kind of criticism. Just blot it out. This is why the left is so mad at Facebook right now, because they're not blotting out enough. They're not erasing enough conservative voices. And so Facebook's fallen out of favor with the communist left. You've got to toe the line of the communist thinking, the communist agenda. Get out of the educational system, parents. And when you know it, this movement across Virginia, it's actually gaining a lot of support. Rallies that just focus in on the fact that parents matter. They matter. Well, coming back to this communist infiltration, we've actually quoted from this ex-KGB informant. His name is Yuri Bezmenov. You can find him referenced in He Was Right. This is this wonderful booklet, this brochure, that just gives you a summary of all of the prophecies that Mr. Armstrong was best known for during his 50-year ministry, and how that they were just spot on, like the 1956 piece I just gave to you about the communist infiltration. You've got books coming out just this year about American Marxism and subjects such as this. You've got this article I've quoted from here that was posted just 2 weeks ago about the fundamental transformation. And then you have what God's church has produced for decades. Mr. Armstrong's article from 1956, my father's booklet from 2013, America Under Attack. It's being fundamentally transformed right before our eyes. Listen to this ex-KGB informant sounding the alarm. This interview, I think, goes back to 1984, and he's describing basically everything that Mr. Armstrong wrote about back in 1956. Here's an ex-KGB agent from 1984, clip 7.
15 to 20 years to demoralize a nation. Why that many years? Because this is the minimum number of years which requires to educate one generation of students in the country of your enemy, exposed to the ideology of the enemy. In other words, Marxism-Leninism ideology is being pumped into the soft heads of at least three generations of American students without being challenged or counterbalanced by the basic values of Americanism, American patriotism. The result you can see, most of the people who graduated in the 60s, dropouts or half-baked intellectuals, are now occupying the positions of power in the government, civil service, business, mass media, educational system. You are stuck with them. You cannot get rid of them. They are contaminated. They are programmed to think and react to certain stimuli in a certain pattern. You cannot change their mind, even if you expose them to authentic information, even if you prove that white is white and black is black, you still cannot change the basic perception and the logic of behavior. In other words, these people, the process of demoralization is complete and irreversible.
Can't reverse it. You can't reverse it. 15 to 20 years, he said, back in 1984. That's the time that we need to educate one generation of students. And now those 60s radicals, half-baked intellectuals, he says, or dropouts, now they're in charge. Their minds have been they've been contaminated. Their minds are full of propaganda, and you can't hold up facts. It doesn't matter how many girls get raped because of their transgender policies. Just force them on through. You're not going to change their minds. He was saying that in 1984, and as I say, we refer to him, and he was right. 36 years after Mr. Armstrong first started warning American radio audiences about communism in 1934, KGB agent Yuri Bezmenov defected from the Soviet Union and escaped to Canada. After his defection, Bezmenov went to great lengths to warn the people of America that they were at war with communism. Like Mr. Armstrong said, this is not a war of guns and tanks, but of ideological subversion. That's in our booklet. He was right. He was right. He was right. And this former KGB agent, it just confirms it. Look, just give us the way the communists think. Give us 15, 20 years. Give us your children. Give us the control we need at the school board level. Give us the control we need at the universities. And then just give us 15, 20 years. That's all it takes. Wow. You talk about a forecast that's spot on. This is all part of the plan. You have conservatives right now debating whether or not, well, look, is this just a bumbling idiot in the White House that doesn't know what he's doing? He doesn't know how disastrous his policies are? Or is this the plan? Is this the agenda? Well, of course it's the plan. It's always been the plan. Reince Priebus, the Republican, he was on one of the shows last night. He alluded to this. All these things that just a clear-thinking American would look at as disastrous. The communists don't see it as a disaster. They're carrying out their agenda. One line after another line after another line. Listen to Priebus from last night, clip 8.
I think one of the angles, and you kind of hit on it in the monologue, is that the Democrats want to create a socialist and welfare state. Biden and the Democrats actually probably don't think that they're making mistakes as much as we think. On the border, they want the United States to be the home of any person that wants to come here. On gas prices, they don't want us driving cars and guzzling gas. On beef, they think cows are the enemy of the American people. They think that they're bad for the environment. Saul Alinsky spelled it out. Remember we used to talk about this? He said to create a socialist state, you increase poverty, you increase people's dependence on government, you increase debt, and you increase taxes, and you create a welfare state where every person is dependent on all the free things that government gives them. They have created, and what they want to create, is a Soviet-style government state where people have to go vote to preserve everything that's free to them. This is what they want to do.
This is all part of the plan. A Soviet-style socialist state where the government has all power and the people, they just can't wait to get to the polling booth to vote in those good communists that are going to give them those good handouts until, of course, the money, the economic system is exposed as a fraud. There's nothing there. There's nothing to prop it up. As Margaret Thatcher once said, you know, socialism is great until you run out of other people's money. There's nothing left. America's being hollowed out. And these communists think it's just great because the state gets bigger and bigger and bigger. It's more massive than ever before. And we can just keep spending trillions and trillions of dollars. This is a revolution. This is an attack. And it should be pretty obvious to you what's happening here. It certainly should be if you've been reading our literature. A socialist state. The plan is to open the borders. The plan is to raise taxes. The plan is to increase poverty. The plan is to increase debt, to add all kinds of social programs, to hurt the United States of America, to kill the economy, as I said last week. And I mean, there, if you want to look at a success in government, these communists are having quite a lot of it as they carry out their agenda, as they impose their will on school systems, universities, sports, even private companies with mandates. It's building. I don't have time to get into the Civil War section. You heard that clip yesterday that I played from that woman at the Trump rally Saturday night. She sees a Civil War coming. You have more people speaking about secession and a divorce and how that red states need to split apart from blue states and vice versa. We'll hopefully have more time for that on tomorrow's show. For now, let me just again refer you to He Was Right. If you want to get to some of that, some of those quotes from that former KGB agent, that's included in here. You can call our operators today, 1-866-930-3024, and order that. Order Mystery of the Ages so you can understand the plan of God amid all of this chaos. Order America Under Attack so you can understand why it's happening. What's behind it? Our operators are standing by for your request. You're listening to Stephen Flurry, and this is The Trumpet Daily. Send us some email. We'd love to hear your feedback. td@thetrumpet.com. Thank you for joining us on today's show, and we'll see you tomorrow.